Hey guys, and welcome to Aussie Reviews. Well, I'm up early doing a video for you. I'm asking that you please just listen to this entire video as it relates to us licensed shooters under the new community safety bill proposed here in Queensland. This is a very serious piece of legislation, guys, so let's jump into it and I'll explain it in detail. So before we have a look at the Queensland Community Safety Bill, let's have a look at how it's advertised on the Queensland Government website. Here they're saying stronger laws for community safety. Now keep in mind, guys, they use these catchphrases all the time to get public support, because who can possibly argue against stronger laws for community safety? Everything you read about it on their webpage here, there's nothing to do with how it affects a licensed firearm owner. You know, you look at it here, it's all about the common issues that people are talking about on social media at the moment, which is obviously the out of control youth crisis or youth crime crisis here in Queensland. You know, people stealing vehicles, robberies, etc., etc. They even say here, this tough new action includes community safety first, targeting serious repeat youth offenders, tackling the complex causes of youth crime, and investing in community safety. So once again, who would possibly argue with that? And this is what, in my view, they rely on to get public support. But how many of us actually have a look closer at the Community Safety Bill? And this is what I want to do, is explain this to you guys. So please just stay with me. I'll try to keep this as simplistic as possible. So under the Queensland Community Safety Bill 2024, there are various amendments to various pieces of legislation. Now you can go up to the top here, legislation.qld.gov.au, and you can see all this. It's not hidden or anything like that. It's all there. What concerns me the most as a licensed firearm owner is this part here. Okay, the amendment of the Weapons Act 1990, and look how many amendments are here. And a lot of people will say, you know, oh, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to worry about. Yeah, that's a valid point. However, there's a lot of people out there that have had minor offences and they've been given no conviction recorded, for example, and they've been a very law-abiding person for many, many years after that. So this is what I want to talk about here. The first thing is the amendment of a fit and proper person test, basically. So this part here, they talk about the new amendment. So a person isn't fit and proper person to hold or continue to hold the license if the person is A, disqualified person, or B, is prevented by an order of a court other than a temporary protection order from holding or obtaining a license or possessing a weapon. Section 4 here. A person is not a fit and proper person to hold or continue to hold the license if within 10 years before the relevant day, the person has been convicted of a Class A serious offence or Class B serious offence, or has been released from lawful custody or subject to a supervision order for those offences. I will explain them to you in just a moment, guys, so as I say, please stay with me. Subsection 5 here, a person is not a fit and proper person to hold or continue to hold the licence if within 5 years before the relevant day, the person has been convicted of a Class C serious offence or has been released from lawful custody or been subject to a supervision order in relation to that Class C serious offence, or a domestic violence order other than a temporary protection order has been made against the person. So what does Class A, Class B, Class C serious offences mean? So if we go to Section 56 of the bill, they talk about a Class A serious offence. So without you having to look it up, guys, Section 302 is murder, 303 is manslaughter, 320 is grievous bodily harm, 323 is unlawful wounding, and Section 409, they're talking about robbery with violence or armed robbery here. So, you know, I don't think you'd get many licensed shooters that would disagree with people who have convictions for those serious offences under Class A serious offences, you know, from them being prohibited from having a firearms licence. Now, this is where it starts to get a little bit grey in my view, the meaning of Class B serious offences. Now, they've got a schedule here, which we'll jump to and have a look, that list what these Class B serious offences are. So if we go down to Section 78, this is what they're talking about, okay? So if you've Been charged previously with unlawful possession of any weapons, unlawful supply of weapons, shortening firearms, etc., etc. Now you go down here, and there's a lot of serious offences here that a lot of people would be of the view, I'd imagine, that these people who have been previously charged with any of these offences, they shouldn't have access to a firearms license. I think that people who look at previous offences for rape, etc., like a lot of people would be like, well, I don't think they should have a firearms license. So the thing that concerns me, right, is have a look here, section 339, assaults occasion bodily harm. So what does that mean? You could be involved in a fight down at the pub there where you've punched someone in the face, they've got some bruising, you've gone to court, you've pled guilty for assault occasion bodily harm. You know, it's your only offence that you've ever done in life. You get no conviction recorded and a $500 fine, for example, right? Or you come down here under the Drugs Misuse Act. Okay, there's producing dangerous drugs. So in other words, you like to smoke joints on the weekend and you decided to grow yourself a marijuana plant that you harvest for your own use and you got caught with it and you've gone to court, pled guilty there, no conviction recorded, and you got a couple of $100 fine there. Okay, these are the things that can come back and bite you here. So keep these two offences under this Class B serious offences section in mind. Okay, just remember that. Now we'll go back to where we're talking about all the different offences. So let's go back to 56 here. Now Class C serious offence. Okay. Relates to the misuse of drugs. So in other words, just a simple drug possession. So in other words, if you were caught with a joint on you and you went to court, you pled guilty, and once again, no conviction recorded, $100 fine, that's a Class C serious offence right there. Or if any of your conduct involves the use or threatening use of violence or involves the carriage or discharge or possession of use of a firearm. That's what a Class C serious offence is, okay? Also, disqualified person, if you've been subject to a firearm prohibition order made under section 141H, you're a disqualified person under this new piece of legislation. Stay with me, guys. This will all make sense in just a moment. So now under section 79, they've amended the dictionary there of the Weapons Act. Okay, this is what concerns me. Convicted. Convicted means found guilty or having a plea of guilty accepted by a court. So in other words, if you've got no conviction recorded on some of those more minor offences because it was the only offence you've ever committed, well, under this new legislation in this community safety bill, that's also included, and that will prohibit you from having a firearms licence. So if we go to section 73 of the bill, they talk about firearm prohibition orders. Now, have a look here. Considerations for making firearm prohibition orders. So when you have a look here at 141E, subsection 2, subsection A, the individual's criminal history. So keep in mind that includes no convictions recorded. So, if you got done for stealing, for example, and you got no conviction recorded, you had basically, I don't know what you want to call it, excuse or whatever it is at the time, you stole something, you've got no conviction recorded, you got a fine, and that's long behind you. Well, that can be raised and it can be applied in prohibiting you from having a firearm. Or if you've got a simple drug charge there, where you've had possession of a dangerous drug being, say, some marijuana, some cannabis, and you pled guilty there, no conviction recorded, this can be used against you under the contents of this new bill. Okay. The other section that is very concerning here, guys, is go down to subsection B2, the individual's domestic violence history, including whether the individual is or has been named as a respondent in an application for a domestic violence order. So just because you've been named, does that mean you're guilty? No, you still have to go to court, don't you? So if you've simply just been named in a domestic violence order, whether you're found guilty or not, under this is suggesting that this is part of a consideration for making a firearm prohibition order on you. When making a firearm prohibition order, the Community Safety Bill gives the Commissioner of Police or a delegate under the Commissioner of Police to revoke your firearms license and all your firearms for up to 60 days. Okay, that can be done straight away. Then the court can make a firearm prohibition order. And if you're an adult, up to 10 years. Okay, so for 10 years, you will be prohibited from having a license. But it doesn't stop there. If we go down to the new section 141ZA, attending particular premises and events, an individual who is a subject to a firearm prohibition order must not attend. And it's got all the places there, you know, from obviously a firearm shop, or a range, etc., etc. But have a look at the last bit here, H, premises or event prescribed by regulation. Then when you have a look here and you see what it says for subsection 1H, a regulation may prescribe premises or an event only if the commissioner is satisfied a firearm or firearm-related item is likely to be stored or present on the premises. So what do you think that means? So in other words, if you get one of these orders on you, you can no longer live in an address where there are firearms. So if you're hypothetically a farmhand and you've been convicted of a possessed drugs charge, you know, some years ago, no conviction recorded, and they end up slapping an order on you, a firearm prohibition order, because in their view, you're not a fit and proper person. So then you've got that firearm prohibition order on you. So for that time, okay, depending on what the offense is, so if it's a possessed dangerous drugs, a Class C serious offense, so for the next 5 years, you cannot work on that farm. You can't live there. You can't do anything like that. We've also got a housing crisis, guys. Think about that. If you're in a shared house or something because that's all you can afford and you've had a conviction not even recorded against you, but under this, that's included for something like possessed drugs or stealing, or you got into a fight and you got done for an assault, well, you're precluded. You can't even live there anymore, and this section clearly says that. The next three sections here are quite concerning to me as well. Power to search individuals. A police officer may do the following in relation to an individual subject to a firearm prohibition order. Stop and detain the individual. Search the individual and anything in the individual's possession for a firearm or firearm-related item. So firearm-related item, guys, without boring you, I've already gone into this and looked at it, can be a magazine for a 22. Okay? That's a firearm-related item. Power to search vehicles. This section applies in relation to a vehicle if an individual who is subject to a firearm prohibition order is the registered operator of the vehicle, or is driving or riding the vehicle, or is in charge or control of the vehicle, or is a passenger in or on the vehicle, or ordinarily has access to or use of the vehicle. A police officer may do the following in relation to the vehicle. Stop the vehicle, detain the vehicle and anyone in or on the vehicle, search the vehicle and anything in or on the vehicle for a firearm or firearm-related item. Power to search a premises. A police officer may enter and search relevant premises for a firearm or firearm-related item. In this section, relevant premises means premises owned or occupied by or in the care or under the control or management of an individual subject to a firearm prohibition order, or a premises at which an individual subject to a firearm prohibition order resides, or a vehicle on premises mentioned in paragraph A or B. So keep in mind what I said, guys, this is pretty serious. So your Class A and Class B serious offences, if you've got any history whatsoever in relation to those offences, whether it's no conviction recorded, which you wouldn't have for the Class A ones, but let's look at the Class B ones and the ones that I've pointed out here being like an assault where you've got into a fight or you've been charged for a stealing offence some years ago, you can have a firearm prohibition order on you from the court, which will prohibit you for 10 years from having a firearm or a firearms license or even going to a premises where there is a firearm there. So you can no longer live with a friend who is a registered firearms owner. And on top of it, for that 10 years, police have the power without warrant to search you, your vehicle, and the premises anytime that they want, as many times as they want for the next 10 years. So if you look at a Class C serious offence, okay, which could be simply just a drug possession charge, you got caught with a joint there, you've pleaded guilty, you got no conviction recorded, against you for a minor drug possession. Okay, that could have been, say, 3 years ago, for example. Since then, you've cleaned up your act, everything's all good, and you're not a violent person or anything else. You can still have a firearm prohibition order put on you by the court for 5 years. And in that 5 years, be subject to warrantless searches of you, your premises, and your vehicle for that whole time. So there you go, guys. Now you can understand, hopefully, why I'm concerned for you in relation to how this community safety bill will affect licensed shooters. Let's be honest, there are so many licensed shooters out there that, you know, have had no conviction recorded for very minor offences that are unfortunately listed under those Class C serious offences and even Class B serious offences under this community safety bill. Which means, in short, for the next 10 years or 5 years, depending on what that previous offence was, you can have a firearm prohibition order put on you, which means at any time you can be searched, your premises can be searched, your vehicle can be searched any time of day without warrant for that time period. Does that kind of set some alarm bells off with perhaps communism? That's just my view on it. I think it's far, far overreaching, and it needs to be stopped. There is currently, at the time of doing this video, a petition here in Queensland. We've only got 13,000 signatures. Come on, guys, there's 220,000 licensed shooters alone in Queensland. Sign the petition against this community safety bill so that you don't have the boot of the government come down on your neck for such minor things. That's my view on it. I'll put the link below this video to sign here on YouTube. Please jump on it. I'll finish by saying, guys, this is just, once again, my view. I've been able to guess how these anti-gun mobs work over the years, haven't I? How do you think I do that? It's pretty simple, because they all work off the same playbook. Think of the most sneakiest, worst case scenario, and that's how they go about doing their business. My view is, I've been seeing in the media lately, as they're talking about Wyambilla, the shooting there. And what are they talking about? This national gun registry. It'll save lives. It'll do everything. Yeah? Okay. How do you think they're going to do it? My view is, I think what they're going to do is they'll have this national gun registry, but also snuck through at the same time will be this massive push for national gun laws. And it won't be the good gun laws from the various states. In my view, it's going to be the bad gun laws. So in other words, the ban on bow hunting in South Australia will probably be pushed Australia-wide under this national system. Probably a limit of 5 firearms like WA pushed Australia-wide. Appearance laws from New South Wales pushed Australia-wide. Ammo limits from the various states pushed Australia-wide. Mark my words, guys. Could be wrong. Let's just see how this pans out. But that's my belief on what they're really going to be pushing for here. There is an attack on licensed shooters nationally. They want us gone. It is time that we fought back, because we are running out of time, guys. They are getting more and more numbers as the days grow, and we're going to get voted against. We need to stand up and vote back against it. For those people who think that we can't possibly vote our way out of this, perhaps you're right. But answer me this. Why do we currently here in Queensland have 3 Katter Party members elected and a One Nation member elected if we can't possibly elect people on our side to the parliament? Okay, you don't give up, you keep fighting and get involved, guys. This is very, very serious. Please share this video, sign the petition below, and then email your local member and tell them straightforward. You don't have to go on with anything long-winded. Tell them, I will not vote for you if you support the community safety bill with the way that it targets licensed firearm holders. Simple as that. That's all you've got to do. Please, guys, get involved, because you truly will be the last Australian shooter if this keeps going the way it does.